It's-a-me, Rob. Let's walk through how to implement Mario. So the first thing we need to do is prompt the user for the input. We need to ask them exactly how tall the pyramid should be. So here we see we're doing height equals getInt. Remember that the getInt function is implemented in the CS50 library. So up top, we need to remember to hash include CS50.h. So why do we have this wrapped in a do while loop? Well, we also need to remember that the user's input has to be valid. What is an invalid input? Well, the PSET spec specifically says that a height less than 0 or greater than 23 is invalid. So up here, we see that we're defining a constant called max height with the value of 23. This do while loop will continue while height is less than 0 or max height is less than height, which means that 23 is less than the height. So if height is 24 or greater, we're going to continue looping. Remember that do while loops are pretty helpful whenever we want to get user input and then validate it, since we inevitably need to ask the user at least once for the value they want. So once we have their input, we can now build the pyramid. One of the tricks of this problem set is that we have to start at the top of the pyramid. You can't printf the bottom of the pyramid and then build your way up. So let's look at the example from the PSET spec. We see here that when we enter a height of 8, the very bottom of the pyramid prints 9 hashes. One level up from that prints 1 space and 8 hashes. One level up from that is 2 spaces and 7 hashes. All the way until we get to the top of the pyramid, which is 8 levels up, which prints 7 spaces and 2 hashes. So remember that we have to do this top level first. Here, we're iterating from the top level, row 8, continuing until row reaches 0. So how many spaces did we need to print in that top row? We printed 7 spaces and 2 hashes. So the number of spaces we want is the row that we're on minus 1. If the top row is 8, 8 minus 1 gives us 7 spaces. Then we have a loop that will print out each space one at a time. So when spaces is 7, this will loop 7 times, printing 7 individual spaces. So now we need to print the hashes at the end of the pyramid. So here we need to calculate the number of hashes. We see that we're doing height minus row plus 2. So how do we get that? Remember that the top of the pyramid is row 8 and the height is 8. And we still printed 2 hashes. So at the very least, 8 minus 8 plus 2 gives us the right answer. And then consider the bottom of the pyramid, row 1. Height minus row will give us 7, and then plus 2 gives us 9 hashes, which is exactly the number of hashes that we printed. So this is the formula we want to use to calculate the number of hashes in each row. Using that number, we then have another for loop, very similar to the for loop that we used for the spaces, that iterates number of hashes times, printing a single hash each time. On the top row, that'll print 2 hashes. In the bottom row, that'll print 9 hashes. And each other row will print every number of hashes in between. And then at the very end, we need to print our new line to go to the next row in the pyramid. Finally, we need to print the new line at the end of the row in order to continue to the next row of the pyramid. And at the end of our program, we have the return 0. As per the PSET spec, the return 0 isn't strictly necessary, but it does signify that main is done. My name is Rob, and this was Mario.